look at Anderson's, he's moving on in. Your deadly new housemate. You know he is. Arthur Bin.
Aw, solid.
Are you still angry with me?
What gives you that idea, you buffoon?
Well, I'd say buffoon is a pretty good indication.
Oh, sorry, I meant baboon.
I suppose I was a little bit naive in thinking you didn't cook.
A little bit?
Okay, a lot.
Was it really that hard to believe?
Well, we've been married for a while now, Jane, and you have to admit your track record hasn't been that good.
At least I have a track record, Peter Anderson. When was the last time you ever tried cooking anything in this house?
I may not have cooked, but I've ordered a lot of stuff. Stuff that you've liked.
Oh, that's right. I forgot how time-consuming it is, not to mention hard work to press a few buttons to dial a restaurant.
It's not easy deciding between Indian and Chinese, you know. They're both very delicious.
Is this your idea of an apology?
Of course not. You're just not making it very easy.
You think slaving over a stove for a couple of hours just to impress an ingrate is easy?
You're wrong.
Excuse me? What did you say?
You called me an ingrate and I'm not. I'm very grateful.
For what? Being able to mock my cooking?
For being married to you, Jane Anderson. I'm also sorry that the first time I got to taste your new cooking was when I was pulling it out of my hair. It was very delicious.
Oh, Pete, do you really mean that?
Yes, Jane. After I tasted the rest of the salad from my clothes, I couldn't believe how amazing it was. So then I tasted everything else and you're amazing.
Oh, Pete, would you like me to make you a meal tonight?
I'd love that, but only if you let Arthur teach me some secrets and then I can cook for you.
I love you, Pete Anderson.
And I love you, Jane Mary Elizabeth Anderson.
Wow, solid.
Have you been listening, Arthur?
No. See you, Mom.
Look at Anderson's, he's moving on in. Your deadly new housemate. You know he is. Arthur Bin.
Wow, solid.